573 Henry. How about it, John? Out there in Klamath. 899, I reckon it is. Yeah, copy.
Yeah, I do. How you doing?
How's it going, buddy? I didn't think you'd be out this late.
Yeah, like my wife said, don't we wish. We're usually up a lot later than this.
Doing that farming, huh? Last week I went to Idaho. My stepson, he's a farmer out there in Emmett, Idaho, and he just got done with beans and corn, and my goodness, boy, he was busy. We just barely had enough time to go bird hunting and fishing, but other than that, man, it was all work, you know?
I hear that. That's the way it is around here. Emmett, Idaho, huh? I've been in Emmett. I actually have family in Twin Falls. We used to have a family reunion in Twin Falls every year, every other year. And then the other family reunion was in Watsonville, California, in Santa Cruz County at Pinna Lake. And they'd alternate each year from Twin Falls to Pinna Lake.
I definitely know where that is in California, in Watson. I grew up in Vacaville. And then when I got of age, like 17 or 18, I joined the Navy, and they sent me in California. I went to Lemoore, to the Naval Air Station, and then from there, I went to the Nimitz, which was up there in Bremerton. And then second boat was in San Diego, which I think it was Alameda. It was Alameda, the Enterprise. So, yeah, pretty much stayed in the Bay Area and San Diego. You know, went to Miramar for Top Gun Detachment.
That's a pretty good array of stations. Me, myself, I went from Watsonville there in Santa Cruz County. I did basic Fort Ord. Then I went to, from Fort Ord, I went to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, there in Lawton, Oklahoma. And I took all my AIT, my electronics AIT there, graduated top 10, ended up electronics instructor. They broke their agreement with me. I was supposed to have my duty station right after AIT, and they held me in Oklahoma for a year and a half as an instructor. Finally, I ended up having to re-enlist just to go to Germany, and I ended up in Eder-Oberstein, Germany, Strasbourg in Eder-Oberstein. And then back from there, back stateside to Charleston, South Carolina.
Nice, nice. Yeah, after I joined the Navy, I thought, you know, I got to thinking, I should have, because Navy, you don't go too many places unless, you know, your ship that you're attached to is underway. But like Air Force, I have friends of mine that went in the same time I did, and they became loadmasters, and they were at Travis, and shoot, they went West Coast and East Coast. It didn't matter where they went. And me, I was on a West Coast boat, so we just went to Orient and stuff. We never got to go to Italy, Germany, or nothing cool like that. And then a friend of mine that was in Army, and he got to go to Germany and everywhere you said you went to, Spain, and I'm like, wow, dude.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I get to do a lot of traveling. My daughter did the same thing. She did Iraq, went to Afghanistan, but she was Air Force for 8 years, and she was an in-flight refueler, so she was guiding nozzle. And after she did her 3 tours, they sent her over to Australia, which she was doing in-flight refueling for the big yahoo they have over there to pick off Kim Jong-un, and she did that for a while over there, and then they ended up sending her to France and Germany also, so she really enjoyed that, because that's where I was born, so, yeah. And she's now in New Hampshire, and she went from 8-year in-flight, now she's a ground refueler out at the air base out there in New Hampshire.
Nice. Yeah, see, I thought if I didn't become a loadmaster, I thought about that in flight. But, you know, you got to know, you got to be pretty smart because, I mean, it ain't just dropping that boom down. You got to know your math, you know, and you got to know how much fuel, and it's not an easy job.
I hear that, Henry. Yeah, it was. She enjoyed it, though, but now she's doing good. She bought her first house there in New Hampshire. When she came out 4 years ago, she started working for the USPS as a carrier within a week after she got out, after she ETS'd. And then she turned around and started going to college there in New Hampshire. She's going to college for RN, and then she quit the Postal Service, and she got hired out at the air base there in New Hampshire and doing ground fueling now. So, yeah, she's happy.
I had a good gig like that when I got out, too. You know, I got out, and they sent me to Treasure Island. You know, I was on the boat, and they sent me down there because I only had, like, you know, a month or two left. And I was at the EM Club, and I met this one feller there, and he worked civil service. He was a big shot at American Airlines. And me and him talked, and, you know, I was aviation machinist mate, which, jet engine mechanic, but that's a title. I pretty much was like, I don't know if you know the Air Force, which is a crew chief. Navy, they call them plane captains, where we launch, recover, fuel, and all that stuff, you know. So I knew all that, and he's like, well, why don't you, we need fuelers.